Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid him the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. It brings us great joy to be coming your way once again over the airwaves with another gospel message of the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We appreciate the response of those who look forward to the weekly message of the Mission Trail. And we trust that God will reward each one a hundredfold who have helped us maintain this radio program. If you're not yet receiving the weekly printed copies, be sure to send us your name and address that we may begin mailing them to you at once. There's no subscription price or obligation on your part. But we do desire your sincere prayers that God will help us to spread His word to the ends of the world. For we know that it is the gospel which will bring peace of mind and heart to men and women who live in a troubled world. Last week, we commented briefly on the text of the Apostle Paul in regard to forgetting those things which are past. This week, we would like to go another step further and consider the next thing to do after we have been able to commit the past into the hands of God. But listen to the scripture reading once again from Philippians chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14. I quote, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The part of these two verses in which I am particularly interested today is that which says, reaching forth unto those things which are before. We're speaking now about the motivating power within the life of a child of God. They have tasted the sweetness of the pardon of forgiveness. Therefore, they are persuaded that greater things yet await them. I like to think of the meaning of the word reaching. When an infant child begins to learn to walk, the delighted parents will hold objects up before them to entice them to take another step. Therefore, it is only natural for the new babe to reach with an outstretched arm to obtain the object held before them. This, I believe, should be the ever-present desire of God's children, to reach for and obtain everything that God has to offer in His great plan of salvation. But one may ask, what are the things before us to which we should be reaching? Well, briefly, there are many things before us for which we should be earnestly striving to obtain. First, we should be seeking as much grace and courage as possible to meet those things which confront us, that we may be able to stand. For all of the things which lie before us are not pleasant. There will be some difficult places over which our pathway will lead. We should ever endeavor to have a sufficient amount of grace on hand to meet these trials. Now, in speaking of the things which lie before us, listen to this scripture in Acts 20 and beginning with verse 22. "For Paul seemed to catch a glimpse through the Holy Ghost of the things which awaited him." I quote, And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So you see, friends, the apostle realized that some of the things which awaited him were not going to be pleasant. Again, he said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, someone may ask, were these the things that Paul were reaching for? I'm sure that these things were not the ultimate goal the apostle had in mind, but this is the pathway which would lead him to that final crowning day which he mentioned in 2 Timothy 4:8, when he said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let me ask you this question. Are you so living each moment and each day with this goal forever in view? If so, God has promised grace for every trial and affliction and is able to safely lead you each step of the way. But let me point out some things which lie in your pathway, and this is true whether you have this goal in mind or not. In Hebrews 9:27 we read, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Here are two appointments which await all of us, regardless of how we may spend our lives. Two obligations which we're bound to meet, whether we are ready or not. One is death, and the other is the judgment. Those who lightly pass over these truths should consider the words of Jesus himself as recorded in John 5:28, 29. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now think of what this will mean to those who are unsaved in that resurrection day. Some will be brought forth to hear their final sentence when they are eternally separated from God and the saints. Others who have been faithful will be resurrected to receive a crown of life which fadeth not away. I see in these two verses no time or opportunity for another chance to make peace with God after death. Friends, if this is not your goal in life, we hope that from this moment on, you will be reaching forth unto the things which are before you, endeavoring to do the will of the Master. Many of you are well acquainted with Brother Austis Wilson, and will remember how that God called his beloved wife, Opal, home to himself while they were on their missionary journey in Nigeria almost 2 years ago. We understand that one of her favorite poems expressed the thought of forgetting the past. I count it a real privilege to have Brother Austis Wilson bring you this poem. Brother Austis.
This is a poem that I often heard my wife repeat. The title of it is Just Forget It. If you've not been treated right, just forget it. Don't get ready for a fight, but forget it. Life's too short to hold a grudge, 'twill your happiness besmudge. Anyway, you're not the judge, so forget it. If you've been misunderstood, just forget it. Say, I did the best I could, then forget it. If you can't have your own way, don't be small enough to say, well, I guess I just won't play. But forget it. If somebody slanders you, just forget it. Say, I'm glad it isn't true, then forget it. Even if you lose a friend and the breach you cannot mend, it will pay you in the end to just forget it.
Thank you, Brother Austis Wilson. Friend, let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, take the words of the message today and cause them to fall into good and honest hearts of those who are willing and ready to forget the things of the past and reach forth unto those things which are before them, that they may fulfill your purpose and will in their lives to the glory of God, and thine shall be the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song entitled The Echoes of Calvary, as sung by Kenneth Abbott and Lois Abbott.
The echoes from Calvary brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go. Oh, praise the dear Savior for saving my soul. I find life more sweeter as daily I go. He helps me to please Him and good seed to sow. His word is my pathway to the beautiful land. I know He will guide me as I give Him my hand. The echoes from Calvary brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go. Oh, praise the dear Savior for saving my soul.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.
Brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go. Oh, praise the dear Savior for saving my soul.